Alison Evans, Director of the Overseas Development Institute. Alison, a lot's been talked about this week. We've talked about transparency, talked about the role of the BRICS, people talking about ownership, people have been talking about country systems. Is there anything that hasn't been talked about that you feel has been missing from this conference?
Well, that's a really good question. In some ways, this conference has suffered from the fact that pretty much everything's been on the table. We've talked about pretty much every issue, I think, that's relevant in the development debate at the moment. But one of the challenges is how much of this debate and discussion actually has traction in the real world. There was very little that happened over the last 3 days that really bound the hands of any particular development actor to any concrete commitments. We probably shouldn't be very surprised by that, but it's pretty striking that there was relatively little in terms of really firm commitments. I think also the outcome document commits the community, the global community, to thinking about a sort of new architecture in the form of a global partnership for effective development cooperation, which I think is in many ways an interesting direction of travel, but it was really light on specifics. And there's a lot of work to do over the coming period to try and fill in the detail and what such a global partnership would indeed add. And just the final thing on perhaps what was missing, I think in some ways what was missing was a dose of pragmatism. There was an enormous amount of desire to be inclusive, to be representative, to be relevant. All of those are good aspirations, but at some point we have to come down to what's practical, what's feasible, what do we need to do differently. And there wasn't so much of that during the last 3 days.